I'm Daryl Snodgrass. Checking on the Arts is made possible by Theater Memphis. Opening this Friday and running March 16th through March 16th at Germantown Community Theater is 12 Angry Jurors. And this, of course, is the play that is taken from the Sidney Lumet film of 1957, 12 Angry Men. It's a wonderful courtroom drama, arguably the best courtroom drama, perhaps next to To Kill a Mockingbird. Kevin Cochran is directing the show. Stephen Burke is juror number 8, and they have both joined me via the Zoom today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Kevin, why don't you start off, and for our friends who may not be familiar with this, tell us about 12 Angry Jurors.
12 Angry Jurors is based on the 1954 teleplay, 12 Angry Men, mm-hmm. and it was turned into a Hollywood film in 1957 with Henry Fonda. It centers around jury deliberations for a murder case. A young man is accused of murdering his father with a switchblade, and all action takes place in the jury room. So we learn all about this story from all the discussions that the 12 jurors have. And it's a quick 80 to 85 minutes. So it's fast-paced. It's a hard-hitting drama with some relevant topics about discrimination, beliefs, what solidifies your beliefs, how hard you have to hold on to, and the joy of life and giving each other reasonable doubt.
Yeah, this is, as you mentioned, it's relatively short, but it's intense. There is a lot of emotion. There is a lot of conflict during this.
Oh, yeah. So it's set in the summer in New York City in an unair-conditioned jury room. It's really hot out. It's sweltering. Tempers get hot as well. And these people pick at each other and find things that they don't like about each other. And the conflict arises from different socioeconomic backgrounds, personal backgrounds, personal beliefs. It is, it's a classic American drama, as you said earlier, right behind To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what is interesting, I think, is that, of course, when this teleplay, and as you mentioned, came out in 54 and then the movie in 57, it was somewhat, well, actually considerably a different time in America. This was a response to McCarthyism. In the original play, all of the jurors, of course, are white men asked to rule against a young man of color. And those things have changed. The makeup of the jury has changed now, but still many of these factors are still very much in play.
Oh, absolutely. When I first reread this play, it had been a few years since I read it, I was taken aback by like how relevant some of this still is in our country. And there was like parts of the dialogue that felt like it could have been lifted straight from like an argument on social media or something that you would see in like a clip at a town hall summons. So that is what I think is still really exciting and what is amazing about bringing this play back in 2025.
Yeah, I agree. Stephen Burke, you play juror number 8, famously played in the movie by Henry Fonda, of course. And this character is, I would argue, perhaps the most pivotal character in the play. It is really due to this juror that we get into all of these themes and we get into the backgrounds of the other jurors and the prejudices and the things that they bring. So tell us about playing this really iconic character.
Right. So as you pointed out, famously portrayed by Henry Fonda in the 1957 movie, he is the voice of dissent. He's compassionate. Some might say he's a social justice warrior. If it weren't for this character, this play would be very uninteresting and about 5 minutes long because everybody would say guilty and then we would all go home and the audience would be terribly confused. But he is he plants these seeds of doubt. I don't want to give too much away, of course, but he plants these seeds of doubt in each of the jurors as this 90-minute play goes on. And you can kind of see the tide switching from one side to the other, back and forth. And he really kind of raises what would be considered reasonable doubt. And of course, this play also, you know, poses that question. What is reasonable doubt? It means different things to other people. But I think he really does a good job of just kind of raising these questions that these jurors hadn't previously asked themselves.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And what is really interesting is that as he pulls these things out of these other jurors, what we find is how much their own backgrounds and prejudices come to play here. And I think that's why this is such an interesting character to play.
Absolutely. And you see that during the course of the show that a lot of people you find are voting, if you will, one way or another, based off their personal experiences. And so there's a lot of personal bias that goes into this. And this character actually kind of confronts these characters about these personal biases that he points out could really affect their decision in this case. So I think it's a really good questions that are asked in this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about 12 Angry Jurors. It is the next play at Germantown Community Theater. It opens this Friday, the 28th, and runs through March 16th. Playtime's Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And you can go to gctcomeplay.org and get your tickets or call them at 901-453-7447. We're talking with the director, Kevin Cochran, and Stephen Burke, who plays juror number 8. Kevin, this is kind of an interesting thing because, I mean, it was sort of hard to do as a movie, I think, because there's nothing particularly cinematic about it. It's all essentially one place. It's one room. It's a very defined cast. But I think that sort of lends it itself even more to being a play, to being on stage, that it is that sort of confined and sort of intense one place situation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that was an interesting directing challenge that I came into. We got 12 people sitting at a table. They each get up and move around a bit. But finding those moments that motivate that to make it look natural, to make it come to life on stage, because the dialogue is great, and that is what drives the action. But doing everything we can to keep the audience engaged for these 80 minutes where there's no magical scene changes, there's not really any dramatic lighting changes or sound effects. We are there in this room with these 12 people, and that has been a really exciting directing journey, because most shows that I've done in the past have had all scene changes, some of that choreography, and we're able to do the good dramatic flair behind it. But there has been this really great platonic drive of action straight from the dialogue. There's nothing too showy about it except these characters that come to life before your eyes.
Yeah, which actually brings up another point is that the one thing that you don't have that the music had, that the movie had, are like these dramatic close-ups, of someone's face as they're mopping their brow or something like that. So you have to get that all across in the dialogue and in the action of the actors themselves.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I believe we have done it justice, and I'm really excited to bring audiences to see this, because this story came out 70 years ago. Most people are familiar with the movie itself, but it's not very often that it's produced in town. So it's exciting to bring this oddly relevant 70-year-old play to life with an amazing team of performers.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the fact that unlike the movie and unlike some other stage productions that we have done, there are women in this cast. It is not 12 Angry Men, it is 12 Angry Jurors. How does that affect the dynamic of these folks?
Oh, that is definitely something that comes to play. With this mixed cast, it has unveiled levels of misogyny and sexism that come into play for women at the time. In the 1950s, women were allowed to serve on juries, but they were rarely picked because society deemed them too emotional, not able to handle the severity of a murder trial. And what has been exciting with our production is we have a lovely, about half our cast is female, and they unraveled these characters from a different perspective that you wouldn't get in the movie.
I think that's true, and I'm always interested to see how that is done. 12 Angry Jurors opening this weekend at Germantown Community Theater. They got a bunch of other stuff going on. They've got Scheherazade in a Memphis Symphony lunch break concert on March 7th. They've got a Celtic concert coming up on March 16th or 17th, somewhere around St. Patrick's Day, of course. They have great deals on opening nights, and they have a champagne reception afterwards, and they actually have great deals if you buy like multiple tickets. Go to gctcomeplay.org. You can get all the details on these great deals. 12 Angry Jurors opening this weekend and running through March 16th. And go to gctcomeplay.org and get your tickets. Kevin Cochran directing and Stephen Burke playing juror number 8 and my guest today. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Theater Memphis, presenting Disney's Beauty and the Beast, February 28th through March 30th. This musical celebrates Belle, an independent young woman, and the Beast, a prince who must learn how to love and be loved. Tickets are available by calling 901-682-8323.